There's cutthroat competition going on right now, Charles. And of all things, it's in razors. And apparently this has to do with Procter & Gamble and Unilever. And, you know, they're honing their swords.
This is an interesting story because, you know, you don't think of men's grooming as really being a dynamic industry. I mean, men are just kind of inherently conservative in their personal habits and don't really change that much. But they actually do. My great-grandfather used to shave with a straight blade, you know, cutthroat razor. You know, that was his morning routine. My grandfather shaved with an electric razor. I think that was the newfangled thing back then.
I think if I were a guy, I would use an electric razor.
Well, they're irritating, though. They're actually kind of irritating on your face. A wet shave, if done right, it takes more time, but it's actually easier on your face, and it's a better shave. It shaves closer.
Okay.
You know, my dad, he just has indestructible skin. I mean, he just never gets any sort of skin irritation. He always just used disposable, you know, cheapy razors and never had any issues. I, on the other hand, I've had to use everything under the sun because I have really weird sensitive skin. I get razor bumps and rashes and everything else. So I've actually gone retrograde. I pretty well shave like my great-grandfather. I don't use a straight blade, but I use like an old-fashioned safety razor with a single blade.
Wow.
And a lot of people have – I mean, this is like a thing now. This is – people do this. Old-school shaving has actually become kind of a trend where you actually lather up the cream in a bowl rather than just, you know, squeeze it out of a can, like an aerosol can. You actually lather it up in a bowl. You brush it on. You kind of make it into a ritual. And personally, it's actually pretty satisfying, and for me, it's easier on my skin. The single blade doesn't cause the razor bumps the same way that like a multi-blade cartridge does, because it doesn't cut the hairs below the skin. But anyway, like where all this gets interesting, where this becomes an investable story.
That's what I want to know. How
we? Well, I know.
Like,
we're just talking about Charles's morning shaving habits here. Like what does this actually have to do with money? You know, Warren Buffett forever was the biggest fan of Gillette. Now, Gillette was bought by Procter & Gamble years ago, but I remember reading countless books. I mean, I've read more books about Warren Buffett that I can count. And in all of them, they all quoted his comments on Gillette and what a fantastic business it was. It's sort of like a printer. You know, like you buy a cheap printer for $50 or $100 or whatever, but then you pay a fortune buying the ink cartridges over and over
right.
again. I mean, that's where Hewlett-Packard makes all their money. Well, razors were the same way. I mean, you would buy, you know, the razor, basically the handle is cheap or whatever, but like those cartridges are expensive. Those can be, you know, anywhere from $2 to $5 a piece.
Yes.
And you use them once or twice and they're done. I mean, you can't resharpen them. I mean, you use them, you throw them away. And so, you know, for Buffett, that was just a great business where, I mean, you have a captive audience, you know, men just kind of buy the same razors again and again. And, you know, he considered it a wide moat business. He considered that to be a business with very, very big competitive moats, you know, that would be very, very hard to breach. And what's happened is we're finding out that's just not true. For one, men just wear more facial hair than they used to. It's become,
exactly.
I mean, in the past,
yes.
You know, when I started my career, you could not go to work. If you could not go to a white collar job and be and have stubble, I mean, that you just your boss would have told you to go home and shave. I mean, like that was just unacceptable. These days, you could show up at a law firm with a full beard and nobody cares. I mean, it's just a more relaxed
like Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Duck Dynasty might be a bit much, but yeah, you know, you can have at least a neatly manicured beard and no one's really going to care anymore, even in a traditionally white collar profession. So, you know, that by itself has hurt sales. You know, they're finding that demand for razors is not as inflexible as previously thought. But then, two, people are more cost conscious, particularly after 2008. I mean, that was almost 10 years ago, but that had a permanent impact on people. The way I shave with the old school safety razor, it's you do pay more to buy the stuff up front. I mean, the equipment for it's actually kind of expensive. But the blades themselves are just a couple cents a piece. I mean, literally, I think each blade costs something like 10 cents. I mean, it's just nothing. Whereas each cartridge in a Gillette razor is $3 or $4. So, you know, 10 cents versus $3 or $4, well, that actually adds up over time. particularly if you have to shave, multiple times a week or even daily. So those and remember, millennials are more cost conscious than previous generations because they have no money. Frankly, millennials basically came of age at a terrible time in the economy, so they've by necessity become more frugal. And then you add to that just sort of the old man chic appeal of, that's just kind of a thing now, bourbon drinks and, Don Draper style and all that. These things are subject to the whims of fashion. So it's interesting that one of Buffett's, Buffett, the ultimate just wise, all-knowing investor, Buffett, one of his, go-to stocks, go-to industries, because he thought it just had a rock-solid moat that just would never be breached, we're finding that it actually doesn't. And I think the takeaway there is that there really is no such thing as an impenetrable moat in investing. You can definitely do your best to find companies that come close, but you can never fall asleep at the wheel there, because even the company that you think is the most unassailable, at the end of the day, given enough time, they are.
Well, speaking of cutting edge, Tesla solar glass roof orders open this afternoon. And, of course, Mr. Musk thinks that this is, the next best thing since sliced bread. And that
I want to be Elon Musk when I grow up. I really do. he's so cool. I want to be him. And this is a bit of trivia here. Robert Downey Jr., the actor that plays Iron Man,
right.
he actually based his idea of the Tony Stark Iron Man character on Elon Musk. He actually is, I'm not joking, he is acting like Elon Musk. So a little bit of trivia there. But Musk's big announcement was they now have solar panels that look like roof tiles. And so,
right.
they were showing pictures. That's great, because
they
one of the biggest
– come in four styles and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, and they look stylish. They look nice. It looks like a nice traditional roof, and it doesn't – it's not like an ugly solar panel. One of the biggest impediments to more widespread acceptance of solar panels is that they're ugly. They're honestly just hideously ugly. So, making those attractive like that, you have that, and then, of course, you have Tesla's battery technology that helps you store it. All of a sudden, it becomes closer to viable.
Well, and as I said, they came in four styles, smooth, textured, slate, and Tuscan, and they are going to be available here in the U.S. And overseas, I guess they'll be over there next year. So he is a visionary. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back for one final segment on the show. Let's find out what China has got up their sleeve. And also, you have the next Oreo flavor. We'll find out. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street. Peggy Tuck and Charles Sizemore, we will be back.
Rockin' in the USA.